Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Chuckies. Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, joins us at 9. Mike Locksley, Terps coach, at 9:45. But right now it's Mike Jones, NFL columnist for The Athletic. Good morning, Mike.
Morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing all right. Doing well. Give us kind of your general thoughts on the Commanders so far through 2 weeks.
I'm encouraged by what I see out of Jaden Daniels and the way that they are using him and supporting him and setting him up for success. As you know, a strong rushing attack is a young quarterback's best friend. The quick pass is getting the ball out of his hands quickly. I like that. Little concern for Terry McLaurin that, he has not been a big factor in this, but I think that as the season goes on, as, you know, I think right now Cliff is trying to help Jaden get in the rhythm and, like I said, get the ball out of his hands quickly, but I think that connection will grow because obviously he's a very reliable weapon. The defense has been worse than what I expected it to be. I know they've got holes. A pass rusher and in the secondary, but I just thought that it'd be a little bit better that they would be able to, Dan Quinn and Joe Witt would have been able to mask some of these problems and that they'd be a little bit better. But 1-1 after 2 weeks, that's, definitely a positive. They got the win that they needed to get. You had to beat the Giants, so they got that. So, all in all, a decent start.
Mike, what's the mood surrounding the Giants? They take the loss to the Commanders. They fall to 0-2. They got annihilated in week one by the Vikings. I mean, there's clearly unrest there with Saquon performing well in Philadelphia. Like, what's going on behind the scenes after the 0-2 start in New York?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that there actually is a whole lot of surprise by this. Look at the roster. There's so many holes. They don't have a real quarterback. They went into this, I think, hoping that Daniel Jones was either going to prove and play his way into the job long term or play his way out of it. And I think that, we know how that's going to end. And they're going to try to be competitive, but really they're probably going to be positioning themselves for one of the top draft picks. What happens with Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, I don't know. I know that the stress level's got to be high there, but I don't think that this is really surprising what we're seeing.
Mike, while we're on the Panthers, let's stick in the NFC South. Coming into the season, a lot of people looked at that division and said, kind of a weak division, didn't expect much out of a team like the Saints, but the Saints have been reborn with Clint Kubiak calling the offense there. 91 points through the first two games. They get a big road win at Dallas, and the Bucs get a big win by going on the road and upsetting the Lions. So that NFC South, a little bit tougher than people thought. Oh, and I'm not even mentioning the fact that the Falcons knocked off the Eagles at the Link.
Yeah, I thought that it would be Tampa and Atlanta really kind of jockeying for that, and that, the Saints would just be kind of, 500-ish, and then that obviously the Panthers would bring up the rear. Did not expect this out of the Saints and this explosion and revival that we've seen the last 2 weeks. The first week I was like, okay, well, it's against the Panthers. They're really bad. But then the second week to do that against Dallas, which is a quality team, believed to have a quality defense. I talked to, you know, a couple people in the league that were surprised as well. I think a lot of people looked at this as, this is kind of a, you know, year that Derek Carr seemed like he was kind of trending downwards last year, and this might have been the beginning of the end, that maybe, you know, didn't know if he was actually going to even hold on to his job throughout the season. But he looks like he's been reborn. This offense is explosive. And, yeah, this is going to be a tight race, I think, between those three teams for that division.
So when you look at the 0-2 teams, Mike, I mean, some of them we're not surprised by. We're not surprised by the Giants. We're not surprised by Carolina or Denver, teams like that. But some of these other teams that have started out 0-2, Ravens, Bengals, Jacksonville. I mean, Jacksonville has been horrible offensively, 30 points right in 2 weeks. The Rams are in real trouble because of their injuries to the receivers. But so out of those 0-2 teams, I'm guessing it's the Rams is your answer, but who do you think is in the most trouble?
I mean, health-wise, because the Rams, you know, because of, you know, all those injuries, yeah, the Rams, I don't know, man, that they are able to return this thing around, because Matthew Stafford's top two weapons are out. And every time Stafford gets hit, you know, he's got a back or it's his ankle. I mean, he's kind of, you know, seemed like he's already gutting it through some injuries early as well. So I don't know how this thing turns around. You got to be concerned if you're Jacksonville as well, because Trevor Lawrence, again, is just not looking like a guy that you paid $55 million a year to. You know, he should be comfortable in this offense now. Yes, I know that he doesn't have Calvin Ridley. He's got young receivers. But you were a $55 million a year quarterback, former number one overall pick that everybody said was a generational talent. Mm-hmm. You've got to elevate your team. There are quarterbacks working with less who are doing better. So I don't know. This is going to be interesting to see how this plays out, but it's disappointing to see them at 0-2. And again, I don't know, when you're looking at some of the other teams in their division, like the Texans, and obviously their young quarterbacks in Tennessee and Indianapolis. So maybe the chance is there, but
and Jacksonville, by the way, has to go to Buffalo on Monday.
That's an L.
In a must-win.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know how they do it.
I don't think they do.
I didn't know if Buffalo was going to take a step backwards this year because they didn't have Diggs. But looks like Josh Allen is, you know, again, that's a quarterback who's elevating his team, doing everything he can. And that's kind of what Trevor Lawrence needs to find a way to do. And I don't know if he's going to.
Mike, is there a quarterback on a shorter leash than Will Levis in Tennessee? We saw the brutal pick six against the Bears in week one. And then last week we saw him throw the ball behind the line of scrimmage, basically, you know, a bad lateral. They got fumbled when they were in scoring range, and Callahan was losing his mind. And like in this presser, like I can't remember a coach critiquing his quarterback so succinctly in his presser as Callahan did. So, I mean, you don't have great options there. Mason Rudolph's the backup, but if Will Levis keeps doing what he's doing, he's not going to be starting for very long.
Yeah, remember the year that RG3 kind of threw everybody under the bus and then Jay Gruden undressed him and listed every single thing he did wrong?
Yeah, yep.
You know, I thought that was bad, but Brian Callahan took it to a whole other level. He's a grown-up. He should know what to do. I mean,
yeah, that was bad.
Brutal. Like, yeah. He was just like not holding back on that kid. So, yeah, I think that when they look at their roster, they feel like, hey, we've got a lot of good pieces. Yes, we have young guys. We've got a mix of veterans that can help carry this thing. They just need somebody to take care of the football. And so, yeah, it might be that Will Levis winds up getting benched and Mason Rudolph's in there because they feel like they can compete. It's amazing to me that Malik Willis, like, were they so off that they were fine to get rid of him? And we saw him look competent in Green Bay when he was supported by a strong run game and everything like that. I think Brian Callahan needs to look at this and be like, okay, how do I keep him in manageable situations and take a lot of this workload off of him? Because he is not ready yet to be a guy who drops back and throws 30 times a game, because he does not have the decision-making and the recognition. It could wind up that he gets, you know, yanked. We saw Bryce Young get benched. He might be the next guy.
Talking to Mike Jones, NFL columnist for The Athletic. So the Chargers are off to a 2-0 start. And besides the Saints, they have the highest point differential in their favor. Are they good, or is it because who they've played?
No, I think that they have a formula that might not be sexy, but it works for them. Strong run game. They've got a good defense. And look, they have a good quarterback, but the weapons that he's working with are young and, you know, they're kind of retooled there at the skill positions. I don't know if they're going to go out there and beat the top teams. I don't think that they will, but they're going to be competitive. They're going to win the games that they should. And again, this is Jim Harbaugh's formula, you know, tough, physical, grind it out. J.K. Dobbins, you know, he only had 200 rushing yard games, I think it was, in the last 3 or 4 years, and now he's got 2 in 2 weeks. Pretty impressive.
Great story.
So I'd ask kind of the same question about the Saints, who are also off to a 2-0 start. Now, they played the Cowboys, but they beat up on the Panthers in the first game, but they've rolled up almost 100 points in the first 2 weeks. Should we completely buy into this Saints story?
Well, their defense is playing at a really high level as well. I mean, look, they went up against the Cowboys offense that is pretty talented. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, forced Dak into some mistakes. It was a real struggle for them. So maybe their offense comes down to earth just a little bit. But I think that their defense is for real. And I think that Clint Kubiak is smart enough that, look, he used a heavy rushing attack to set up the passing attack. I think that, yeah, they definitely are a team that's going to give some teams trouble this year. I don't think that it's going to be like, oh, that 2-0 start was fool's gold.
We're joined on the BetQL guest hotline by Mike Jones, NFL columnist for The Athletic. Did the Jets get one of the steals of the draft in Braylon Allen, the running back out of Wisconsin? He's got some size, too, 6'1", 235. He's only 20 years old. He came in and got 9 touches in the win against the Titans, scored 2 touchdowns, and that's a nice little backup plan for Breece Hall if anything goes wrong with him. And I think he popped up on the injury report with a quad injury before they take on the Patriots tomorrow night. That's a nice pick in the mid-rounds by the Jets.
No, that's great, and that's definitely a need because, you know, injuries have been something that Breece Hall has dealt with, and mm-hmm. so you need to have another guy. I don't know if they expected him to be this impactful, but it looks like, hey, like you said, it could be a steal, and I think this is what they have to do. They have to really lean on the run game as Aaron Rodgers is still kind of working his way back. And I don't know what fully back Aaron Rodgers is going to look like at 40 years old coming off of an Achilles, but this is working for them, and I think it's an approach that they need to take.
Ravens, Cowboys.
Yeah.
Ravens are 0-3. Now, look, the division's still winnable. Obviously, it's so early.
0-2.
I'm sorry, 0-2. Could go
0-3.
But I mean, it's a huge game, even though we're only week 3. Cowboys need a win. They'll fall to 1-2. Ravens obviously would like to get a win. They don't want to start 0-3. I don't know. When's the last time Harbaugh started 0-3? What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, it's not as much of a must-win situation for Dallas as it is for the Ravens. Again, like you said, the division is winnable. Pittsburgh is in front right now, but I think that their quarterback issues are going to wind up popping up, and you know they're not going to be able to beat a lot of teams just leaning so much on the run and their defense. You're going to need your quarterback to make some plays, and I don't know if either one of those guys is going to be able to do it. But the Ravens really have to get a win here because we know Cincinnati always starts slow and then they catch fire. So the Ravens now need to go out there and get a win. But look, they're still figuring things out. They lost their defensive coordinator. And they lost the guy they would have liked to have been their defensive coordinator. Anthony Weaver went down to the defensive coordinator in Miami. And then Denard Robinson's defensive coordinator in Tennessee. So they've got three of their big part of their defensive brain trust are gone. And so they're figuring things out. They lost Patrick Queen. They lost Jadeveon Clowney. So that defense has definitely got holes that they're trying to fill and figure out. Their offensive line has retooled, and so guys are still growing into their roles. There's a lot of pressure on Lamar Jackson now. I think there were times when it looked like he should have taken off and run, but I don't know if he's trying to prove that he can just be a passer. I don't know, but they're going to
need him. Not in week one. In week one, he ran 16 times.
Yeah, I know, but last week there were definitely times when he could have against that Raiders defense, and he didn't. So it was kind of like, oh, well, which one are we going to be right here? So look, they've got to go out there and find a way to get a win again against a really tough team, we think, although, you know, Dallas didn't look so tough last week, but I think that they're going to bounce back. It should be a really good game between those two teams.
Mm. All right, Mike, good stuff as always. That's Mike Jones from The Athletic. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Good talking to you, man.
Cakes noted it is a day of Mikes on the show. Mike Rizzo, Nats GM at 9. Mike Locksley, Terps head football coach at 9:45 here on The Junkies.
So explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday, EB brings up the Diddy story during the entertainment page, and I saw yesterday after that that 50 Cent took to Twitter or Instagram to troll Diddy, and I thought it was a fake story, but maybe it's legit. Cakes, how many bottles of lube would you happen to have at your house?
Lube?
Yes.
Baby I've got baby oil.
I mean,
lube.
We may have one bottle of baby oil at my house. Maybe.
Likewise. Yeah. Might have one.
I mean, it's probably 90% full. I don't even know why we have it.
Right.
But we have it. I'm sure we have it.
Diddy had 1,000.
1,000 bottles of baby oil.
I mean, how much space does that take up?
That in and of itself should have been jail.
This might be a dumb question, but what is baby oil used for? Besides, like, if you're Diddy, rubbing smushing. It on butts and boobs.
Smushing. I guess it's just,
obviously,
yeah,
for baby, it's got dry skin.
It's for babies who have diaper rash.
Okay.
It just cools the skin.
I mean, what is it for other than buns?
Yeah. Basically, what's its
buns
purpose?
What's its purpose?
Yeah.
It's for the babies with their diapers.
I've literally never bought baby oil. I wouldn't even know where it's located.
I think I bought it, I mean, but for when I had babies.
Mm.
Isabella's 7 now, so it's been a while. I don't think I've ever bought a regular, like, where condoms are and there's lube. I've never bought a bottle of lube.
But how many?
Never.
What would a thousand bottles
would
take up this entire table?
I won't need it.
I mean, you would need like a separate pantry just for baby oil for 1,000 bottles of it.
Yeah.
Like, you need, for his freak parties. Well, dude, I guess it was for his gift bags.
If you have a freak party, you just probably, I don't know, dump gallons of baby oil into like a baby pool and then who knows what happens after that.
But you walk.
Well, I think I know what happens after that.
It's, wow, yeah, it's a baby lot. Oil wrestling.
Maybe you walk into the Diddy party, they give you condoms, like the three for free.
I think if I ever got an invite to a Diddy party, I would have to politely decline.
Hey, that was
it'd be a good story.
But no, thank
yeah. Hey,
you.
That was one of my hypotheticals. Yeah. Would you have any interest in going to a Diddy party? No. Let's say you wouldn't be videoed. You can be kind of like a fly on the wall. You wouldn't want to do that.
Sure. Yeah, I would.
Just kind of see all the shenanigans that are going on.
Can you imagine the stories you could tell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're implicated by going. But you're saying you take that out.
It's guilt by association.
You take out the implication of being there.
So I can just be invisible. I can be like Jahan Dotson in the Eagles-Falcons game. Invisible. Walk into the right. Diddy party and not.
If you could be Jahan Dotson.
Okay. Nobody would
you
say.
You know, you can wear an eyes wide shut mask so no one knows you're there.
Right. Maybe just to see what's doing. But my understanding of what's doing in that party and a lot of other parties is. Your mind would be blown.
Right. Well, literally. Amongst other things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that would be one of the things.
Yeah. Did you guys see the video of the raid with a lube?
I did not.
Unless I'm being duped. These are like Costco size bottles.
They're economy size bottles.
And it's clearly in some mega mansion marble bathroom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's got a 5-gallon bucket of lube. Yeah.
I just saw the 50 Cent dig, and I almost thought it was a fake story.
No. He's such a threat, the judge turned down $50 million bail off.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you know why? Because collateral. If he didn't, he's on his private, and he's going to, I don't know, Spain.
Well, possibly.
Possibly. But yeah, he's definitely a threat to all the witnesses.
Yeah.
I mean...
He's a threat to my eardrums with his bad music.
I've been down the Diddy wormhole, since all this stuff came out.
We all know.
Yeah, well, the allegations against him are insane.
Hey, it's easy to get down the wormhole when it's just lined up with gallons of lube.
Yeah, it's like a slip and slide down
right
that wormhole.
Down there, no, I mean, the allegations of murder, like, there's so much going on with that dude.
Yeah.
And I think it's the tip of the iceberg. I don't know if he's going to... I don't know. A lot of people are speculating that, he's just they're gonna have to kill him.
I can't go down the wormhole because now I have to decide: do I start Derek Carr or Jaden Daniels in week 3? I got a lot of decisions. Hey, I can't waste the bandwidth, EB.
Yeah, how does Diddy kill Tupac when he's got lube all over his hands? He can't shoot that gun.
We can build a big comedy pyramid with this.
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows that he allegedly, and who knows if he actually did, but they he offered $1 million to Chief Keef or whatever that guy's name is.
He tried to pay him in lube.
Cases of lube. But there's also allegations. I mean, Kim Porter's best friend is convinced that he had her killed. Yeah.
Now you didn't tell me who Kim Porter is.
That was like his long, long, long standing relationship, mother of a couple of his children.
That's not the girl he beat up.
No, that's the girl that just like died suddenly.
Oh.
Hey, do you think Jennifer Lopez knew any of this stuff was going down with them?
Well, like
they were together for a long, long, long time, I feel like.
Yes. The rumor is yes. I don't know if that's true, but the rumor is yes. That she was at the parties, she saw all the nonsense, but she was young. So her defense is she was young and dumb. You know what I mean?
There's probably a lot of people that were at that party that were young and dumb and didn't realize.
100%.
But when you brought this up yesterday on the EP, and I kind of mocked it and said, why aren't you talking about Perry Farrell first? I didn't really realize how big of a deal this is. This is a
exactly.
Big, no, you're right. I was wrong. It's a big effing deal.
Leave the EP to me. Yeah. Well, it is a big deal.
It is a big deal.
No,
and the fact that the judge said, no bail for you, my friend. Yeah. You're finished.
And he's going.
Because you're
going
to either kill somebody or pay somebody off or you're going to jet and be somewhere else.
It's a lock his computer has. He's searched. Countries with no extradition treaties to the United States.
I mean,
he's definitely done that on his computer.
He's done the math on that. Well, why wouldn't you do that?
Like, yeah, of course you have to.
Can someone please explain?
Bases.
I would love a lawyer to call in. Explain how Polanski can be free. Literally make movies. Get awards.
Yeah, I don't know. Is he still making movies? I have no idea.
Convicted, basically pedophile.
Right. I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
And the U.S. wants him. He can't step foot here in the United States because they would technically, if they were aware of it, they would arrest him.
One sentence answer here is...
I think it's just the fact
he was declared a free man after Switzerland rejected a U.S. request to extradite him. to be sentenced for having sex with a 13-year-old girl.
Well, I mean, that's just awful.
So, okay. So where is he? So he's in Switzerland?
That's the one sentence answer I got when I basically typed up.
If we really wanted him, how is he free? Get him. What is Switzerland going to overpower us? We
can, no, of course.
What if Roman Polanski? I think it's the crime. If Roman Polanski tried to kill the president, he would be.
Right. In other words, they don't care about raping 13-year-old girls.
Well, they probably care, but not as much as they would some other serious crimes.
Yeah,
I just don't understand. As Valdez was talking about yesterday, why did he just didn't take his plane and go to Sochi or something?
Right. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. There's not that many places you can go. How many places?
They're definitely not going to start an international conflict over Diddy with Russia or someone.
Well, you can go to Russia. You can have
all of that. Do you want to go to Russia now? Now you're.
I'd rather go to Russia than the Brooklyn jail or wherever he's going.
I guess. I mean, you could do a Snowden bit and just live in Russia and hope Putin doesn't kill you.
It's not all about the Benjamins.
Putin has no more use for you.
all about the rubles.
There's other nubs countries.
China.
Venezuela. Is Venezuela one of them? You can have an island down there.
I did this search yesterday. It's a lot of African and Eastern European
countries. Here they are. Countries with extradition challenges for the U.S. This is according to Bing, so who knows? China, Ecuador, Cuba, Bolivia, Nicaragua. This one kind of jumps out at me. Iceland.
That seems like it might be silly.
Switzerland. Venezuela. Zimbabwe.
Man.
That's your list.
I guess I'd choose Iceland.
Iceland and
we used to give away trips to Iceland.
Yeah, but that says challenge. Doesn't say it's, it's surmountable.
Yeah, go be a big ball in Reykjavik.
It says treaty privacy advocate. I'm not sure what that means. Bolivia says treaty leftist government. Don't get sized. Nicaragua. Treaty anti-imperialist stance. No. Not sure what that means either.
Where was Snowden?
Snowden's in
Where
Russia.
Where is he? He's still there?
I think so.
No idea. I have no idea.
He could have been in New York. Sure, I have no idea.
He could have been living on this floor in D.C.
No, 99% sure he's in Russia still.
He was granted citizenship by Putin in 2022.
Yeah.
What about the other donk?
Oh, Assange?
Yeah.
Julian Assange?
Yeah, where is he?
He's free, but I think he had to go back to Australia. I think.
Oh, he got to go to Australia. Oh, he's from Australia. Where was he hiding out?
What do you mean hiding out? He was in prison.
He was in Belmarsh.
Oh, I thought
prison.
He was like in, he was hiding out for numerous years.
Yeah, and then they arrested him, threw him in the poke, and then he was freaking, they were trying to kill him, basically. Starve him to death.
I wasn't following.
You weren't
Yeah, he's not.
Yeah, I was with you.
I mean, I remember the headlines, but then I moved on with my life.
Those guys.
Yeah, he's in Australia now, Assange.
See, the things that you remember are not like the political details. It's 1,000 bottles of lube. Like you'll remember.
Yeah. Well, I'll never forget that.
Hey, we should have a Junkies Freak Off party. At the State Theater. Chef will come.
Can our company afford 1,000 bottles
of
lube?
Hold on. Can we do that? Let's just think about this for a second. Let's brainstorm.
Uh-huh.
Can we do a freak off party just because it's fun to say freak off party? But what would we do in it that would all be legal and it wouldn't get us in trouble? If we said we're gonna have a Junkies freak off party.
Yeah, I mean, what are the activities at the freak off?
JP brings his sex swing. Okay. Yeah. With no lube, apparently. Yeah.
Lubeless.
Yeah. Lubeless GP.
Hey, you know what? It's better we did this segment here today
than
monumental yesterday.
Yeah, with all those people
it's
standing there.
It's better that this is here.
Yeah.
Now it's still
They're laughing
up
in the control room.
What could we do? What could we do if at a freak off party? What do you do at your house, Travi?
No, we would have a baby pool full of baby oil.
Yeah.
Couples can hang out in the pool.
Maybe we're getting a big ass mattress.
We have a pillow fight.
And just have couples making out and just like no sex.
I'm sure they
no sex. Just
bring back
out.
Our crush it contest.
We should just go big. We should just drain the reflecting pool and fill it with lube.
Diddy could fill the reflecting pool with all his lube.
Fill the entire thing.
They even retired Freaknik in 1999.
What is Freaknik? That was a festival?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was probably just
It was
ridiculous.
A spring break party in Atlanta.
Yeah, it was probably a disaster.
Hey, can you imagine all of our dude creepy listeners at the freak off?
Yeah. Our freak off
with the one with the one woman that shows up.
It'd be a mega sausage fest is what it would be.
No disrespect, she'd be
atrocious. She would be a two.
Exactly.
Just she would look like a 10.
Cancel the hypothetical
with 200 dudes.
She'd be the woman that called us a few weeks ago from wherever she was from.
Who was the woman that
remember
called
that
us?
Woman that called us and we tried to set her up on a date?
Oh, I do kind of remember that.
My buddy sent me a text yesterday. He said he was cleaning out his old computer, and I don't know how he got his hands on these pictures.
Oh no.
But I sent them to Mike Maher and I was like,
don't
you
put
missed
it on
out
our
on the
do me
golden
favor,
era.
On our Instagram.
Yeah, why are we doing no. posting like, old pictures of us?
I didn't post
like
it.
Big fat pig.
I didn't post it. No.
I know you just posted one yesterday. You didn't get Cakes and EB approval. You know, just because
it
you
was
looked...
a promo picture.
Yeah, it doesn't mean I want to promote it.
Yeah. You know what other picture I hate? That one on the Wheaties box. 15 chins. Hate it. No facial hair. That picture stinks too.
I don't love that one. That photoshopped a little bit.
R11 hat. How old is that R11 hat? Jeez. 20
probably,
years old.
You're probably still wearing the same sweatpants.
Anyway, look, this is not for the air, EB.
Yeah.
But I just said.
Let me see.
This is what we. That's the old show.
I lost it.
No, it's right there.
Click that.
The little picture. That we used to do those type of bits on the show.
Well, those. I mean, I can only imagine what the picture is.
I can't even remember taking that picture.
Those bits are probably 20 years
AI.
Old.
I'm going to claim
it's not
AI.
AI. I 100% remember. We had the four porn stars join us in studio, like, together. That's during, the fantasies days.
Oh, those are porn stars? I didn't even know who they were.
Porn stars.
I'm sure they're stars. Cakes, do you remember that photo?
I'd have to see it.
He's in it.
That's a great example.
Let me see it.
We may want to scrub this photo from the. Am where I did this photo come from?
You're actually not in it.
All right, good.
Yeah. How did you dodge this?
Is that on the internet? On the internet somewhere? Or is
my buddy said
phone?
He was cleaning out his computer and he had it.
Jason, where was that posted?
I think it's pre-cell phone.
I can dodge.
It's not a fake. That's a show. You should see Mars' eyes light up right now.
Mars, let me tell you something, dude. The 90s, the early 2000s, totally
I think that
different.
That was 2005.
That was totally different.
We'd
era.
Have
it's,
a monthly
I said
freak
early
off.
2000.
Yeah. It's 2000. That's during the midday show.
I'll tell
we
you
did
what.
That in the middle
those
of the
girls
day.
Are all
you know what I'm going to claim?
And then he sent me.
AI.
No. Because then he sent me pictures. Like he goes, I also have a picture of your old intern.
Yeah.
You remember? I mean, it's show.
How do these people? Who is this person?
I'm not gonna.
Is it someone
I'll
that I know? Someone associated
You've
with
met
the
him,
show?
Sure. No, he's not associated with.
So,
the show.
So he must have got it somewhere. Somebody posted that somewhere.
I don't.
Let me. Can I see that picture?
Now you're wishing you were in that picture.
You know how?
No, I'm glad I'm not.
Do you know how?
That's a normal picture. That's a normal picture.
Be weird.
It's our old intern.
I've never seen that person.
Smoke show.
I would be deleting that picture with the quickness. I would just never avow that picture.
JPA seems to have like a memory. Like, do you remember who that person is?
I do.
Yeah.
I don't remember the name.
Did you do your compliance training after you took that picture?
Yeah. What? It was a It was a different era.
She was an intern who was on
20 years too late.
She was in like the JMU calendar. We made it like a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Work for us for a couple months.
Mar, you should have heard some of the things we said back then.
No, he shouldn't.
We would have been fired in 2 seconds.
He said it to me a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. He's like, he goes, you got to bring back the Junkettes. You got to bring back the spring break party.
Well, that guy's
wants
so
to
horny. Mar.
Mike Mar.
He's foaming at the mouth for a spring break party.
Out, dude.
Those are so dead.
You're born at the wrong time, Mike Mar.
Everybody associated with the show, not us, everybody else, was cleaning up.
Mar would love the summer dress parties.
Yes.
I mean, do you think of it? I get hyped to go to Clarendon. I mean, how much fun would I have at a drunk
party? We did
party?
A normal, like, beer appearance.
Yeah.
It was, like, on Surfside. Fire.
Surfside.
Yeah, he thought it was the greatest thing ever.
Yeah. That picture, though, you know, I'm going to delete that one.
I don't even have it.
Delete.
He had it.
Jeez. I can't believe you don't remember taking that picture.
Do you remember?
I don't.
I wasn't in it, apparently. What happened? I got screwed.
Oh, Jason's not even in it?
Hey,
maybe I am. I just got cropped out of it.
One last thing on Diddy and JP.
Yeah.
Remember when he asked Carbs if he knew Diddy was arrested yesterday?
Yeah.
Speaking of his
I didn't even catch that.
Yeah, because he's so tunnel vision.
I didn't even catch that. Yeah. What are you testing? Is not his, his like.
You just wanted to talk about something other than hockey.
Were you going to bring up something, the freak off party?
I can't remember the question before.
Yeah. No. Invite Carbs to our freak off. Yeah. Hey, we'll put baby oil on his bald head.
Yeah, everyone gets ice for Carbs. He's a butt nice guy. Him.
Love I did dude. Notice though. Cakes, you might have actually won the bald off because I noticed because I was right next to him on the left side of his head.
Yeah.
He had missed a, like a spot shaving.
I've won one leg up on my man Carbs. Mm-hmm.
Coming up next, we'll go around the NFL with the Junkies Blitz as we play some true false here on the Junkies.
Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980. Don't forget Mike Rizzo from the Nats joins us coming up at 9 a.m. And Mike Locksley, head coach of the Maryland Terrapins. They host Villanova this weekend.
He'll join us at 9:45. Right?
I mean, I haven't seen the spread.
Villanova's 3-0. I mean,
really?
I don't think you can take any FCS team. Okay. It's not like Maryland is best team in the conference.
I haven't looked, but I'm going to guess the Terps are like 23.5-point favorites.
Okay, so it should
just
be
a guess. You would hope.
All right, time now for the Junkies Blitz brought to you by Offenbachers. You can visit them in Herndon, Rockville, Gainesville, or Annapolis. They have a huge selection of hot tubs, swim spas, fire pits, pool tables, and outdoor furniture. We didn't get to it yesterday, so let's play some true false. True or false, Sam Darnold will be a starter in the league next season.
I'd have to go true. I think he's shown enough, at least through the first 2 weeks, and it's early, that if he's in the right system, he's a capable starting quarterback in the NFL. Is he a star? No. Can he be a starter?
If he has an excellent year, he'll be a starter in Minnesota.
Yes.
Yeah. Could he be having a Geno Smith-like career turnaround?
Yes.
Where Geno, back up for years, then gets his chance years later after some experience.
I mean, he's in the perfect spot. He's working with a real, true quarterback whisperer in Kevin O'Connell.
And I'm telling you, it speaks to fit. You got it. Sometimes if you're not the greatest on earth, you need the right fit.
And look, he's doing it with now. Justin Jefferson's a superstar. He's a top two or three wide out in the league. TJ Hockenson is sidelined. Jordan Addison is dealing with ankle injuries. He's doing it with, outside of Jefferson, kind of a bunch of hodgepodge pieces there.
Yeah, but if your OC could scheme up offense, you can do that.
What if Jefferson's a little hobbled?
I mean, it hurts him, but then he just leans on, is it Jalen Naylor? Like, he's scored in back-to-back weeks. Like, he's making
it work.
They
got to play the Texans this week. It's at home, but you're probably going to have to score some points.
Right, you would think.
Let's pump the brakes on Sam Darnold here for a second. I mean, he's thrown a couple picks. Yeah, they're 2-0. They beat the Giants.
And they beat the Niners.
They beat the Niners. All right. Niners weren't at full capacity, but that's fine. It's a good win.
Neither were the Vikings.
Let's just see how we start off here in the next 3-4 weeks.
Yeah. Because he's had starts before. You're like, Sam Darnold's playing well.
Right.
And then
he turns into Sam Darnold.
He craters. Maybe this time it's different. We'll see.
Been in the league since 2018. Career, 67 touchdowns, 58 picks. Career quarterback rating is 79.2. So far this year, 476 yards passing, 4 touchdowns, 2 picks. All right, true or false? Kyler Murray is a legit MVP contender.
He's been in the past. I don't know if he is right now.
A legit MVP contender.
Everybody thinks of Mahomes first, Josh Allen second, guys like Dak Prescott, maybe, Tyreek Hill if you go with the receiver.
So when you say that, do you mean that by the end of the year he'll be top three in the voting?
Yeah, that he'll have a chance to win the MVP.
They
got to make the playoffs.
I'll go out on a limb and say true, especially if the rapport with Harrison Jr. continues like it did in week two, and he's got maybe the best current tight end of the league in Trey McBride, who
did
people kind of sleep on.
Touchdown pass. It wasn't to Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah.
He did kind of the Steph Curry celebration.
Yeah.
So he scrambled for about 8 seconds, EB, and he's rolling to his left, and he has a receiver in the back of the end zone, kind of in the middle, and he throws it not to the left pylon, but to the left back of the end zone from about 35 yards away. He throws it. And then he turns his back to celebrate before the guy catches it.
He knew.
And the guy had a sliding catch.
That was Michael Wilson, I think.
No, that was Elijah Higgins.
Higgins.
It's like a backup tight end who, that was his only target of the day. He made the most of it. But look, you can only, if Kyler's running around for 5 or 6 seconds, guys are going to come open.
And he hadn't turned the ball over. So he's off to a really good start, completing 73%.
Far be it from me to pat my own back.
No, okay. never happens.
Never, ever happens.
But if you go back to the tape, pre-draft, yes. I believe I offered to Ditka all the picks for Kyler.
Right.
That's how bad I wanted him. And he's a short knocker.
He is.
But he has all the ability in the world. Now, I didn't know his work ethic was terrible.
They say maybe it's turned around.
I think he's rededicated himself this offseason, coming off the injury. He had a perfect quarterback rating in that game, 158.3.
Go back to the tape.
All right, one more for you.
All the draft picks for him.
True or false, the Manning cast is dying.
For me, it's dead.
I never watch it, not 1 second, so I have no idea.
I'll say false.
It was always dead
to me. I think it's getting a little bump from Belichick appearing on it, but I'm a purist. I'm a broadcast watcher.
I like it. They muck it up with guests. It's too much.
I'm losing. I'm a Manning mark, and I'm losing interest in it. First week, it only had 872,000 viewers. They tried to say, well, that was because ABC simulcast it versus just being on ESPN. It did go up to 1.34 million in week two, but I watched it almost out of obligation. I do think it's dying a little bit.
Hey,
they signed a contract.
That's an old cast.
I think I know why Monday Night Football, the Manning cast, is dying. Is because last year, that's when ratings started to slip, but that's when Joe Buck and Troy Aikman came over. Because before that, it was like Booger McFarland and people that no one care about. But now it's the old
ATM. But again, I agree. Those guys are way better. But Mar, we've talked about it a million times. Nobody's tuning in the game for the announcers, right?
Yeah, that's fair. I'm a broadcast guy myself.
No, but if you find Booger annoying or not really insightful... No, you'd flip over to someone that you like more.
Believe me, Monday night was the Jason Kelce show, and I couldn't have been on the Manning cast any quicker.
Oh, yeah. Oh, do you think the Manning cast is dying?
No, I think it's never going to be mainstream, but I think there will always be a place for it as long as those guys want to do it.
Right.
I dig it. I don't watch it for four quarters.
I don't mind the ribbing back and forth a little bit, but the too many guests... But I want to hear these guys are like football savants. I want to hear them, you know, breaking down what's going on.
They do that. I mean, Manning will go to his, I don't know if it's a whiteboard, but he goes to the board and Telestrator, whatever it is.
Last time I was there, you know, Peyton was eating a big fat sub in the middle of it.
You didn't see the end of the game when he's taking Kirk through the 2 minute drill?
Mm-hmm.
He's telling Kirk exactly what they have to do.
That's the kind of stuff I like.
Dude, it was awesome.
I stayed up until, dude, I get credit. I stayed up until like 10 minutes left.
That stuff is far better than them talking to Miles Teller about being an Eagles fan.
Oh, my God, I hate that. Yeah. Every interview
Please
I hate.
Stop with
I
that.
And then showing, you know, the Top Gun footage on the beach.
They're all dumb. It's just too footballs. Sticky. Leave the shtick to us.
Yeah.
We know how to do shtick.
If you're up and it's a close game, you flip over to the Manning cast in the fourth quarter.
Uh-huh.
I agree, though, that the best part is it's kind of like when they show the college football championship game and you see all the coaches talking. That's what the Manning cast should be.
Right.
Now, we are talking to Monumental, and we're going to probably do some alt cast there. But we're different, because we're just dumb. We're not like ex-players.
No.
We're not breaking down X's and O's.
Yeah, so we're going to do shtick?
Yes.
Because we got nothing else.
It'll be shtick heavy.
But if you're Peyton Manning, I don't need to see you eat the pizza.
Yeah.
No, I want to see you. I want to hear you talk about like exactly what Drab said he did apparently at the end of the game.
When we do all cast, I'm not going to break down the Caps breakout for the coming out of the defensive zone.
No.
Leave that to my man
Carbs. I'm going to ask you, how do they know when to go on the ice?
And I'll say, I'm not sure. That's how I'll respond.
Coming up next, we open up EB's entertainment page here on the Junkies.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again. With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.